It's time for beef news and notes. Information for both the producers and consumers for our great product, beef. Today on the show, we have with us Don Breitkreitz, who is recapping the Beef Brigade Salute event that was held last week. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the committee for all their hard work in putting together the Beef Brigade Salute. The cattlemen and the Legion family at Post 38 did an awesome job, and I can't say thanks enough. McKenna Winkleman, our ambassador, sang the national anthem like a pro. Also, I'd like to thank Fastenal, Runnings, Arneson, Farm Credit Services, Harvestland, and AMPI for their donations of meal items. These donations helped us to defray some of the costs of the meal, and the Legion Auxiliary and their volunteers baked all the cookies for the event also. We served between 1,000 and 1,200 burgers. The grillers, servers, and kitchen helpers really made for a smooth flow through the lines. The Armory and Sergeant Hunter out there were fantastic to work with, and they gave us plenty of room both inside and outside to set everything up. We can't really give anybody a dollar figure right now. It's still a little bit too early, but we're pretty optimistic and feeling really blessed by the generosity of our area businesses and all those who came out to the salute. I think one of the most touching parts of the night was seeing all the volunteers show up to help. We had 89 volunteers sign in on the sheets, and by 4:30 there were actually 75 people standing by to help feed everyone. So we want to thank everyone for giving of their time and energy to help set up, serve the meals, and then break down and clean up everything. There was also representatives from Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans there. The All-American Beef Battalion sent a representative, and it was heartwarming and heartbreaking to hear some of the stories that they shared with us that night. National Guard recruiters were there, Redwood County Veterans Service Officer, representative from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and then veterans were given pins to thank them for their service, and there was a special recognition for Vietnam veterans and their families. And we can't forget Royal Lee Rhodes was there from Minnesota Beef Council, and she helped us out with some live interviews and just sharing great information about beef. I think even though the weather turned cool and windy and a bit wet, we were happy with the turnout. To see all the veterans stand and be recognized was moving for all of us. Artex Manufacturing and Sean Getter came out with tents, and we housed the games underneath there, so our beef ambassadors stayed dry while they're helping the kids play their games. I just want to stress that it's not too late to make a donation. If you weren't able to come out that night, I would really hope that you'd consider giving us a donation to help the organizations that we're benefiting. They are phenomenal in their different ways, and they do some important work to support our military, their families, and veterans. If you don't have Facebook and you don't have the ability to find us on Facebook, Grant and I actually still have an old-fashioned landline, and our names are in the phone book, so our address is there under Grant and Don Breitkreitz. This first event was a huge learning experience. We're prepared for more people, but we had a backup plan in place for leftover food items. We're pretty confident that there will be another salute next year, and we will use all the knowledge we gained this year and try to make next year's event a bigger and better time for everybody. Thanks to everyone who came out to support us that night. We hope you enjoyed your meal and your time with us, and please pass the word on about that night and try to plan and join us next year. That's about all I have for the event. Thanks again for everybody's help and for coming out and just the overwhelming support that we had from everyone.
Thank you, Dawn. We also want everybody to be aware that the Cottonwood Cattle Producers are hosting their 51st annual Beef Royale live show and carcass contest. This will be held on Tuesday, June 13th at the Lamberton Stockyards. Weigh-in is at 9 o'clock, meals at 5:30, and the spectator contest begins at 6:30. If you have any questions, you can check out the Facebook page. We'll put it on the Redwood Area Cattlemen and also KLGR. Thanks, and have a great day.